Good afternoon. You are listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. My name is Caden Smith, and today I'm joined by Charlie Hipsteel, the director of the student-led production of The Minutes at Glenwood Springs High School. The show opens on October 18th and 19th at 4:30. I am also joined by Clover Way, the show's stage manager, and Sam Kalal, the co-director.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the show. Charlie, I know this production is your senior capstone project. Can you tell us a little bit about how you picked this production and why you decided to do it for your capstone project?
Well, first, it's all of our capstones. Good thing about capstones is that we can all do group capstone, all three of us. I think that's the cap, but...
Yeah.
I chose this partly inspired by the seniors of 2023. Both Sam and I were a part of that and were inspired to do something like that for our capstone. And then The Minute specifically because I saw it at Thunder River Theater Company. It being put on, a friend of mine was acting in it, and it was different from a lot of the things that we as a school have done before, and I felt it was important to have a bit of variety in our theater.
Yeah, definitely. What about The Minutes spoke to you guys?
Well, for me, when Charlie proposed the idea of doing the show together, I was like, oh, absolutely, this is going to be freaking amazing. And Charlie came to me a couple months after that discussion and was like, oh my God, you need to read this script. It's so amazing. This is the show we need to do. And at first I was like, well, okay, Charlie, you're a little bit overenthusiastic about this, but... I got on and I read the script and it just blew my mind. The writing of it and the character development and the creation of the story as a whole. And I texted Charlie and I was like, yes, we need to do this.
I called her the moment the show ended. We talked to the actors after and then I immediately bolted out and called her up.
I think for me, it was reading the ending, as Charlie said earlier, it's definitely nothing like what we've done before. It's, like, not something you would usually see at a GSHS production. So it's just, it'll be really cool to bring something different.
Yeah.
Without spoiling anything for listeners who aren't familiar with this show, can you tell us a little bit about what it's about?
Well, it is about a city council meeting. Many of the members are very peculiar. An important thing about this show is context and that they give so many hints for what is actually going on in the city council, but it's played off as these people just being strange. And the only sane person, at least the most sane out of a group of a bunch of people that are insane, is the main character trying to figure out what happened to one of the missing city council members.
Hmm. That sounds interesting. Do any of you hope to pursue theater or drama after high school?
Yes, I am actually currently working on auditions for colleges. I'm auditioning for UNC, CMU, and NYU.
So, that's awesome.
Those are coming up. But
yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Sam?
You know, theater has always been a part of me, and it's a little part of my soul, and it's something that I don't think I could ever fully let go of. But in my college career, since I'm going to go to nursing school, I figure I might just want to focus on one incredibly intense major at a time.
Yeah, definitely.
And I've been admitted to Colorado Mesa for... art and design and filmmaking, but also be part of the theater production there.
That's awesome. What has been your favorite part about working on this show?
The cast. They're great. They were our friends first, so it's been really fun to work with them, especially the ones that have been like there since the auditions. We have had a lot of issues with people joining and leaving our cast over time, but the cast we have set in stone, hopefully now, they're incredible actors, and they're really impressive, so.
Yeah, I honestly could not be more thrilled with our cast. They're such an amazing group of incredibly talented people. And every time we walk into rehearsals, I'm like, okay, what are y'all impressing me with today? And honestly, my stage manager and my co-director, these are some of the best people I've ever worked with and I could ever work with for a show like this. So, yeah, just the people. They're awesome.
I do also like the people in the cast and the all the people I'm working with. But I think the greatest part is gaining a deeper appreciation for the things that the director of our school's theater program does for all of us. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've always respected her, but this has given me
a newfound appreciation.
A very personal appreciation.
We love you, Amy.
We love you, Amy. We're so sorry.
Why are you excited for people to see it?
Ooh. Charlie, you want to answer this? Because I feel like you're going to have a bigger answer than most of us.
Yeah, I'll mouth off for a couple minutes here. So, it's different from a lot of the other stuff we've done. And I feel Glenwood is rather unique in the culture of having the artsy people of Carbondale and the more conservative view of Rifle and Down Valley. Mm-hmm. And so it's a convergence of both of those two. There's people that are a bit more conservative, a bit more liberal, and this show is a critique of both of those sides, not just one or the other. And if you're not really paying attention, it can go a little over your head, but I want people to pay attention, mm-hmm. to learn something about themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's what I really want to do for the world, ultimately, is to get people to have a deeper understanding of themselves so that they know what they want to do with their lives, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone who wants to leave that theater with possibly a deeper, broader understanding of themselves and the community they live in, and exactly how they as people can reflect and improve on something that they maybe might not notice about themselves or the culture of the town that they live in. So, yeah, if you want to possibly have a brand new perspective when you walk out of that theater, you should show up.
So how has it been for you guys directing your own show?
That's a really loaded question.
Yeah.
For me personally, there have been a lot of ups and downs. It is the best and scariest roller coaster I have ever ridden. But I'm really grateful because I have two amazing supports and I have an amazing cast and just a whole group of people around me who want to see all of us succeed. So it's been really cool. I've had my own struggles, we all have, but it's really cool that we're really tight-knit and we can all fall back on each other when it's really hard to find the will to get up.
Yeah, it's been really hard to have like inconsistent rehearsal spaces and inconsistent actors sometimes.
Yeah.
But it also, we've had a lot of great successes and people who finally were understanding, people who stepped in within a week and are already off book after two rehearsals. Like,
so Sophia, we love you.
So it's been really impressive to see certain people step up. And
yeah.
As much as I would have wanted it to go perfectly smoothly, it wouldn't be an accurate depiction of what directing would be like. I'm sure our drama teacher would be...
she could vouch.
She'd have a heavy towel to throw in about that. So it's an experience of all of the great things about directing and then all of the terrible things that make you want to cry as you're biking way home.
Yeah.
So it's cool getting the experience. I've always said I wanted to be an actor and a director. And so I've done a lot of acting, but I haven't done a lot of directing. So here we have the opportunity to direct.
Mm-hmm. Are either of you actors in your own show?
I am. Couple casting mishaps and a few loopholes we had to jump through. Yeah, I'm acting in my own show, for better or for worse. That just means I get more time on stage. Yeah.
It was very unintentional, but that's the way it went.
That's the way the cookie crumbled. And honestly, I have no room to complain because every moment to be on that stage is a gift. So while the circumstances to get there were eventful, for lack of a better word, I'm incredibly grateful that I actually get to act in my own show, which is really cool to do.
Yeah.
I feel a bit like Lin-Manuel Miranda, just a little bit.
How has directing, well, and partially acting in your own show affected your educational life as a senior?
It has certainly opened my eyes to a completely different side of theater. Most of the time, I'm accustomed to being on stage, and I'm accustomed to being loud and obnoxious and just doing my own thing and having everybody be cool with it because, oh, she's an actor, it's her thing. To, you know, having to step off stage and, like, learn that parts of acting are bigger than you'd anticipate and they're also smaller than you'd anticipate. Because there are little choices that I have to make every day that are just annoying at that point. What shoes are they going to wear? Do I like this color of lipstick that one of the girls is going to wear on stage? To, do we actually need this kind of thing in the theater to make this show successful?
Are we going to have a pink unicorn?
Are we going to have a pink unicorn? Are we going to have a horse? Are we going to have the light flickers? Are we going to have certain sound effects? It's really, really complex, and it's taught me so, so much. It is insane when I look back from where we started and I see just how much I've grown and how much these people around me have grown and how much our cast has, like, developed as people and actors and characters. It is so surreal to look at. If I could have taken a picture months ago and compared it to one now, no one in those photos would have been the same.
We've been having to chase people down the hallways that we need help with, which is different from being an actor because everything just comes together and you don't really see it happen. So yeah. Now we have to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to make it happen.
It has to happen.
Because if you don't do it, it does not happen.
It doesn't get to go. Yeah.
Yeah, we've had to learn that in show running, you actually have to ask for everything you need. It's not like in the musical where, as the actor side, we just assume we have everything because
it's
we always
there.
Do. But we had to ask to use the light board, mics, anything we needed, some of which we didn't get approved. So,
yeah, it's looking at it from the actor's perspective where it's all kind of la 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 la. All I need to do is put on a costume and sing a little song and I'm done. To the director perspective, where I have a list a mile and a half long and none of it is going to get done.
Yeah, that does sound complicated. When did you guys start directing the show?
Last year.
In the summer.
Last year.
Yeah. We did auditioning, like, at the end of last year, and we started rehearsals in the summer.
End of last year's school.
School year.
Yeah.
School year.
Going back to what we were talking about earlier, do you think the audience appreciates all of the little details that you were talking about?
They better.
They better.
I think absolutely. They notice those things. I know I do when I'm in the audience. So
yeah, it's always really cool from a viewer's perspective to see all of these little details on stage that loop into the story as a whole. And as an actor, it's really cool to see that happen because it's something connected to your character. And at some points in the show, you and your character are the same person. So all of those little details connect back to you and it just fills your heart with joy. And as a director, I know that all of the details that Charlie and I have put on stage were 100% intentional. Nothing on that stage doesn't have a reason for being there.
It was either in the script or we decided together that it had to be there.
Yeah. Like, And a couple of them are silly little things that the actors are going to appreciate. Because it's a show that you have the moments where you laugh, and then you have the moments where you go, oh goodness. And so we decided as a group, collectively, that our actors should embody the joy that they feel. And so we've put little clues on stage that represent every actor, like goofy ties and stupid little props that they all love and that we have decided, okay, yeah, the audience is gonna love that. We have to do
this
it.
This is all gonna work, yeah.
Yeah.
A very important part of characterization is that we have the actors develop a background for those characters that most of the time is never going to come up in the show itself. It's going to be subtle and worked in, and it's not going to be noticed by everybody, but the people that do notice it are
going to love it.
Yeah.
They have to remember that these characters had a life before and they'll have a life after. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, most of them.
Most of them. 99% of them.
Not too many spoilers.
Not too many spoilers. You have to come see the show if you want to figure that one out.
Yeah. Could we dive a bit deeper into what roles all of you guys have been in directing the show?
Yeah, absolutely. Charlie, I've been yapping. Do you want to take it away for a minute?
There are many things that a director has to do, and both Sam and I have also been in the role of producer of it. For on the producer side, I've had to get the scripts for everybody before we even started auditioning so that we could have that to read off of. I have to buy the rights to the show because
can we start on that?
In order
that took forever.
In order to put on the show, we have to give a little bit to the writer of the show so that he gets his part of what we put on. And it's a very long process, and we need to know exactly the time, exactly the dates that we're going to be putting it on, which we didn't know for quite some time. And so it's so many things to juggle on the producer side to get everything together. And then as a director, when we're actually in there working with the actors, I've mainly been taking on the role of seeing how it looks for the audience, making sure that the actors are acting realistically, that it's actually something that a real person would do and not just something for the sake of
being funny.
Being a character on stage, it has to look like a person that you're experiencing their life. Of course, there are some things where there's suspension of disbelief, where there's things that we couldn't possibly do, and we just have to tell the audience, hey, look, it's a show. And
yeah.
Then it carries it forward into, it's back into a real person that you're looking at. And so it's difficult getting that into people's heads that it has to be a realistic thing that they're doing, not just something for the sake of being funny, because you can be funny, but you can't always be funny, because there's got to be some balance between that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. As stage manager, my job is to basically just figure out what Sam and Charlie want and then tell the crew how to do it. But
yeah.
Also a big part of it was getting the cast where they need to be on time, yelling them at them if they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, and helping the directors just manage all of that, because there are only two people.
Honestly, Clove has been, like, my guardian angel through this entire process. When I'm having a meltdown because I can't figure stuff out, Clove is right there in my corner 100% of the time going, hey, cut that out, knock that off. And just helping me articulate what I want when I can't articulate it myself.
We basically are just one brain cell, so.
Yeah, we are one brain cell that is collectively shared. And to be honest, being a director, a producer, an actor is really complicated, but it's a fun kind of complicated. It's like reading a really long book that you don't really understand, but you need to know what happens next. Like, being a director, some of the best fun I've had in my entire life. Being a producer, I am learning so much more about show running and being an actor, I'm having the time of my life on that stage, knowing that it's still my name that's going to be on the poster opening night.
And there's sometimes where either me or Sam or both of us are gone, and we got to rely on Clover to be able to run the ship, and they do it wonderfully.
Clove kills it, absolutely kills it.
How has the musical director at Glenwood Springs High School helped you? Or has she helped you?
She is very adamant about making sure that the student-led productions stay student-led. So last time with the seniors that did it, people would come up to her and ask her, hey, how's Almost Maine going? And she'd be like, what? I'm not a part of that. It's not my show. I have no idea. And so they would have to go ask the seniors about it if they wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, we have had to ask some advice, mainly on keeping the actors in check, because mm-hmm. they're part of dealing with the young children and then high schoolers that she
has experience
in. She knows how to solve problems that they have.
It's also really hard for us to manage them specifically because we're only like 1 or 2 years older than them. So the power dynamic is
different. It's a bit imbalanced.
Yeah.
And bless all of our actors. We love them dearly. We do let them drive the bus a little more than they should. But it's wonderful because you get to hear all of their ideas, and a couple of them have been actually really, really good.
We've had mostly underclassmen, which helps with the power dynamic some. So yeah. We've just been coaching them on how to be better actors for the actual school productions that they'll do in the future.
Later in life.
Especially the freshmen.
Yeah.
They've never participated in anything like what we do, so
I think it's a good,
good for them.
It's a good experience for them to, you know, get their feet wet and see how much do you really love theater. And they're all doing great.
Yeah. What do you guys hope the audience gets out of the Minutes show?
Well, the moral of the Minutes, it's a very personal thing for many towns in America with the subjugation of the natives and pushing them back into reservations from their homeland. So it's exploration of that and the people learning that it's not the rootin' tootin' cowboy shooting days that they thought it was from, you know, the Lone Ranger and old plays that they did in their preschool where natives were the bad guys and then the cowboys
were the heroes who came in to save the day.
And so it's these people learning that that wasn't what actually happened and then rejecting that idea. And so there comes the conflict where what truth do we decide to believe in when and then the people that disagree with the old ways get sort of pushed down and forgotten.
Yeah.
To wrap it up, what do you guys think after directing a show is the hardest problem that directors face?
Letting go of all of the work that we have put in over these, last 6 months? Couple months? It's really hard to now let go of the idea that it's over, and you kind of have to relinquish your title of director because now you are a former director, and you are a former producer, a former stage manager.
Well, no, not for me. I'm still stage managing till the very end.
To the very end. And it's kind of hard to let go because this show has really become our baby.
Yeah.
Like, we have put so much time and effort and love into this. That's really, it's just kind of out of your hands on opening night. And it's like, okay, we put this in the actors' hands, they'll make us proud. So
it's definitely going to be difficult to sit in that seat and hope they deliver, because there's nothing that I or Clover can do once those curtains open.
Right. Yeah, there's only a certain amount of support you can give them until...
From afar, yeah. Yeah. It's like, we gave you the tools, now...
Use them.
Go build a car, I don't know.
Please.
One more time, can you give us the details about when and where to see the show?
Absolutely.
So it will be held at the Jeannie Miller Theater in Glenwood Springs High School on the 18th and 19th of October. The doors will open at 4:30 and the show will start at 5 o'clock.
Is there anything else that you guys would like to add?
Definitely when you're watching it, make sure you're paying attention to the dialogue and what they're saying, because there's a lot of foreshadowing before the ending. So it's definitely a more enriching experience when you're paying attention.
It's complex. Yeah.
Akin to Fight Club, I'd say.
Yeah. You know, come in with an open mind and an open heart, because you may figure out that you like this kind of show more than you would have anticipated. And this is a very eclectic show put on by very eclectic people. So if you come in with an open mind, most people will probably find that they'll grow to love theater even more after they watched it.
That's awesome. You are listening to the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program. My name is Caden Smith, and I've been having a conversation with Charlie Hippensteel, Clover Way, and Sam Kalal about the upcoming student-led production of The Minutes at Glenwood Springs High School. Go see it. Thank you so much to Charlie, Clover, and Sam for joining me today. And thank you to everyone who listened. Have a great rest of your Wednesday afternoon.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.